I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode, as you know, of the Mia Made It series of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. We are here with Mia Made It. Mia, before we continue, go ahead and tell everybody hi and welcome back.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back.
All right, we are back, guys. We are, go ahead and fix it if you need to. Mia's having difficulties with her earphones as they are stuck to her hair and or earring or whatever the case may be. But guys, we're happy to be back. As we are preparing to talk about Crown Jewel, as it is happening in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, as we speak. Mia has other engagements to attend, so we won't be watching until maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, whatever the case may be, we will figure it out. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. This is going to be a little different of an episode, guys, because we've been without Hulu for a little bit, so if you would like to make donations, you can donate to the podcast at Signs in Sports Podcast on Cash App. Whatever you can do is greatly appreciated. That way we can make our way back to watching Hulu, which is far too expensive if you ask me, but that is for not just the voice. That isn't for this podcast. Okay, Mia. We're going to talk about Crown Jewel. Have you been keeping up with the wrestling? How's that been going for you?
When I can, I will keep up with it. When I'm not busy.
We used to watch every Monday, every Friday, or when we didn't have live TV, we would watch Tuesday and Sunday or whatever the case may be.
We lost but, that privilege.
Yeah, now apparently if you don't have Hulu Live, you can't watch wrestling on demand, which is pretty crazy. WWE, I don't appreciate that. I don't understand, but hey, we are where we are. So, guys, donations, Signs and Sports Podcast on Cash App. But okay, Mia, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how many matches do we got to talk about? And
six.
How many?
Six.
Okay, and what are the matches that we are going to discuss? Go ahead and read out the matchups.
Okay, I'm kind of loud, but
are you?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Kind of scary. Okay. So the first one, we have Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. Then we have Seth Rollins versus Bronson Reed. Then we have a triple threat match for the United States Championship, which is LA Knight versus
Kamala Hayes. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to tell you, we've been stuck inside the political aspect. I am not lying to you. We got 30 people ready and registered to vote. Mia's ready to register to vote in 4 years. And yeah, so guys, go ahead. Carmelo Hayes, LA Knight, and Andrade.
Oh my gosh.
Next match.
Then we have a WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match, a fatal four-way. Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill versus Damage Control versus Lash Legend and Chikara,
right? Chikara.
Chikara Jackson versus Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. Then we have a six-man tag team match, which is Roman Reigns and the Usos versus the New Bloodline, or just the Bloodline. And then we have, for our, I guess, double main event, we have the first ever Women's Crown Jewel Championship match, which is WWE Women's Champion Nia Jax versus Women's World Champion Liv Morgan. Then we have the first ever Crown Jewel Championship match for the men, the undisputed WWE Champion Cody Rhodes and the World Heavyweight Champion Gunther.
It's a good card. So first things first, Jimmy Uso coming back, the Usos getting back together, them rejoining Roman Reigns. The original bloodline versus a new bloodline. The civil war has officially, well, obviously it's been begun between the bloodline, but it's officially off to, I think it's about to pick up again. It's about to pick up to its apex, to its max, to its heights again. So can't wait to see it, especially with Jimmy and Jay back in the fold. Shout out to Jay Uso for winning the Intercontinental Championship. Now we know why it was temporary, you know, because this is where he is again. So okay, First matchup that we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about KO and Randy Orton. Wait, what? Hold on. What? KO and Randy Orton are fighting each other? What happened to RKO?
They don't like each other no more.
What happened? Guys, I've been missing out. I'm sorry. What?
After, I don't know what pay-per-view it was. It might have been, what was the last pay-per-view? Bad Blood?
Bad Blood.
After Bad Blood, KO attacked Cody in the parking lot, and, like, he turned on him. I don't know, like, the exact reason why, but then he went and he attacked Randy. So now Randy doesn't like KO, and they just, KO's a full-blown bad guy now. Okay. Just recently on SmackDown, he went and he attacked Cody again.
Oh, wow. Okay. Didn't expect that. Didn't know that was happening. I'm telling you guys, we have been out of commission for a little while. I think going on 2 months now that we haven't watched wrestling weekly like we used to. So
my withdrawals went crazy.
Yeah, so Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. I don't particularly know the backstory, so I'm going to keep it very short and sweet. Mia, if you know anything about it, you can feel free to engage in that conversation, and I'll add in where I can. I guess just off of face value, I'm going to go Randy Orton because the legend killer, RKO, never been too big of a fan of Kevin Owens, not particularly in my top 25 favorite wrestlers or anything like that. So Randy Orton is top three. So I'm going to go Randy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Randy too. I don't know the full, like, why they're beefing with each other, but I'm going to go Randy because I always go Randy over anybody.
All right, so we're both going Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. We're both going Randy. The next matchup that we have to talk about, we have Seth freaking Rollins and Big Bronson Reed. I'm not necessarily sure, again, how this one came about. Last I remember, Bronson was beefing with Braun Strowman. So that gives you kind of a scale of where the last we were watching. But now I know that to continue keeping up with the highlights as we're going, because I've gone basically cold turkey over the last 2 months, working completely on the Foul Text page, Future American Leaders of Texas. Shout out to the Gifted and Gorgeous brand. You can follow Gifted and Gorgeous. They help on Facebook. They helped us gain 1,000 followers in 1 week in the Future American Leaders of Texas page. So go follow both of those pages on Facebook, and we will get back into the card. Seth freaking Rollins, Big Bronson Reed. I'm pretty sure I know who you're going to go with.
Who are you going with?
Seth freaking Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
I'm going Seth too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I think this one's just like because of... No, the last time we watched was whenever he jumped Seth and sent Seth out again. I think he might have been busy with Ian when it all happened.
Okay.
But he...
Shout out Ian.
Seth came back and he was just like angry about it, and Bronson kept attacking him. And he just told Bronson, like, you want to be famous, I'm going to make you famous. So that's kind of just where this all happened. They had a fight in the parking lot, and it was a crazy, crazy experience.
I'm glad that Seth Rollins is being tasked with putting Bronson Reed over, whether it just be in good matches that Seth is winning, or Bronson Reed crushing Seth and becoming or looking like a dominant force, whatever the case may be. But Seth Rollins is as good a person to make an athlete superstar known. You know, you can put people like The Miz in there, Randy Orton, at this point, Gunther, Cody, like, you know, all able to establish new names. Bronson Reed is somebody I think that needs to be established ASAP, or it's just essentially not anything that you can do with him if you're not, you know, putting credibility on his character. So, Big Bronson Reed, Seth freaking Rollins, I'm going with Seth.
Obviously, I'm going with Seth.
Okay. Next match that we have to talk about, we got the United States Championship match between Kamala Harris, Carmelo Hayes. Shout out to Mia. And LA Knight taking on Andrade in a triple threat championship match for the United States Championship. We have Andrade, we have LA Knight, we have Carmelo Hayes. Who are you taking? Who do you want to win? What do you think is going to happen?
I actually got really excited when I saw this match. I'm going Melo all the way, but I think it's LA Knight's time. I think it's over. I think it's Carmelo's time to show everybody what type of superstar he is.
That would be interesting. I would like to see Carmelo Hayes win. I don't know if they're going to do it, but I don't know anybody on the roster who is as prepared for the jumps that they would take if they gave it to Carmelo Hayes. I feel like he's, in a way, LA Knight, just more unique, not so much cookie cutter, The Rock, Stone Cold type of character, but he has his own, he's him, you know what I mean? So Andrade, I don't really think would be the one to go over here, as much respect as I have for his character.
Sorry,
Adrian. The husband of Charlotte Flair. I don't think they would do it. I'm kind of thinking it would be LA or Carmelo, but I love the matchup. I think it's going to be a fun matchup to watch. And I mean, if you're booking GM mode, that's a pretty good United States Championship match to throw together. I'm going to go with Carmelo because I'm pretty sure he's going to be somebody that I'm going to have trouble betting against every time. He's him, you know, so I'm going to go Carmelo. Over LA Knight, like you said, I think that LA Knight's time kind of came and went, and they didn't pull the trigger with Roman, and maybe he'll have another run later on in the future where he gets that opportunity, but people like Carmelo Hayes can shoot right past you if you allow them to. I'm going to go with Carmelo. I'm not going to root against him, not yet.
Yeah, I'm going to Carmelo as well.
Okay, so next matchup. Go ahead and tell us who we got. We got the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship Fatal 4-Way match. Tell us who is involved and tell us who you want to win and what you think is going to happen.
Okay, we have Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill, Damage Control, Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson, Chelsea Green, and then Piper Niven. I think I'm going to be so biased with this one. I'm going to go Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. I don't even know who's champ right now. I forgot.
I think it's Bianca and Jade. If I'm not mistaken, the picture has the championships on them.
Yeah.
So, sorry, guys. We've been out of the loop with wrestling so far. Mia Made It has taken a backseat to the 3DFFL podcast, Future American Leaders of Texas. Obviously, we got Donald Trump produced by Chach with the Heat by DIG coming out soon. So, we've been busy. But we are back. And the league is still going once a week if you guys want to listen to some fantasy football entertainment. But Mia Made It will be back in focus as the election comes to a close November 5th. Guys, go vote. Go register to vote if there's anybody here who is eligible. If you have already registered to vote, get out and vote because you never know if there's going to be a blizzard, a snowstorm, same thing. But a rainstorm, a thunderstorm, a tsunami, earthquake. Whatever the case may be, get out and vote when you can. I am going to go with... Okay, so to be different and to play devil's advocate, because I think in every case we would probably go the same pick. So I'm going to go Damage Control because I love Damage Control. Obviously, it's a bad pick because Damage Control, their time kind of has already passed. You know, Bayley's not with them anymore. It's just Kyrie and Asuka. Is Asuka still with them?
Yes, but she's hurt right now.
Okay, she's hurt. Okay, well, I don't think they're going to take it back. Asuka leading Damage Control would be pretty fire. I'm not going to lie. Dakota Kai?
Yeah, but I think she's hurt.
She's hurt as well?
Yeah.
Dakota Kai, I don't know what they're waiting for. I'm waiting for her to get a main event spot where it's like, you know, go fight for this championship. I don't know. I mean, she has good mic skills. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Wait,
but,
I don't know about my answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I kind of want it to be Lash and Jakara. Because I just saw him right now on the screen, and I've always liked Lash from, I forgot she was in the tag team.
NXT.
Yeah.
And they just brought up Jakara Jackson too, right?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go Lash and Jakara.
Okay, I'm glad you did that because I'm going to go with Piper and Chelsea. As you guys all know, I was struggling to try to make a pick because I am very much a Chelsea Green guy. So Chelsea Green, Piper Niven, I'm going with them. Ultimately, I think that Bianca and Jade will probably retain. If they want to, it would be very interesting to see them give it to Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson. The same way they gave it to Isla Dawn and Alba Fire. You know, so quick turnaround in the women's championship divisions isn't a bad thing. So I'm going Chelsea Green, Piper Niven.
And I'm going Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson.
All right. So the next match that we have to talk about, Mia, go ahead and take it away and let us know who we will be talking about.
I've been dreading this one the whole entire time. Okay, so we have Roman Reigns and Jimmy and Jey Uso versus The Bloodline with Solo Sikoa, Tonga Loa, and Tama Tonga, right? Guys, the last time Darren just informed me about a mistake I made, I love Tonga Loa.
Here we go again. You see?
Other way around.
You never see mind. What I'm saying? Tonga Loa is the one who's not fighting tonight, most likely. He's the king of the botch spot. Thank you, Tama. Thank you, Tonga. You guys, respectable careers. We love them. We are not trolling. We are trolling, but we're not. It's not disrespect. It's just love. Tonga is the one that you said that you loved, but in reality, you meant Tama. Because Tama and Tonga. Which one?
Tama.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, she was just making that clarification, guys. That way you know she did not mean Tonga Loa was her favorite of the new bloodline. It was Tama Tonga. So, okay. So, most likely it's going to be Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga taking on Roman Reigns, Jey Uso, and Jimmy Uso, unless there is going to be an added person, which, yeah, I was going to say, we're not going to do that again, guys. We learned from our mistakes. Last time we said it was 4-on-3, but unless they are going to add a new person, it is going to be 3-on-3, and Tonga Loa will most likely be a manager for the new bloodline. Okay, so that being said, Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga, Jimmy and Jey Uso, and Roman Reigns. Who are you going for? Who do you think's going to win? What do you think's going to happen? Mia made it.
You know, it's just for the fact that I don't like any of the two on the other side, and I love Jimmy Uso, I'm going to go the original bloodline. But just because I've missed the original bloodline so bad.
Oh, that's all day. That's all day. That's not even debatable, right? Roman, Jimmy, and Jey Uso taking on the new bloodline. Like, I don't even think there's a question who's going to win that match.
If they turn it around the way they did the last time when they fought Cody and...
And Roman and KO? No.
No, there was one where they fought Cody and somebody else, and it ended up being... It was Cody. I think it was Cody and Roman, and they ended up winning.
Yeah, and it was Solo and Jacob.
I don't think it was Roman. I think it might have been, like, KO. It was KO. Because they were fighting Solo and Jacob, I think.
Okay. I don't remember. Guys, don't listen to us. We're trying to dust off the noggins when it comes to wrestling information. And as you can tell, again, I will say it.
So good at this, guys.
Our focus has been everywhere else. So, all right. So, I'm going with the original bloodline because, obviously, Jimmy and Jey Uso, Roman Reigns, you're not going to stop that team. If they have them lose, that's going to be interesting to see where they take it or what they're thinking, but I'm going original bloodline all day. What about you?
Original bloodline, okay. But just for Jimmy.
Yes. So the the double main event, we got Cody Rhodes and Gunther, the undisputed WWE champion, the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, the world heavyweight champion, the ring general, Gunther. And we have the WWE women's champion and the women's world champion fighting for the first ever men and women's crown jewel championships. So what these titles implicate once they're won, I don't know. Again, I've been more or less trying to stay away from wrestling because I thought we would have had Hulu by now. But guys, Signs and Sports Podcast on Cash App, go do your thing. But yeah, so I don't know what the implications are. If they win it, maybe it's just like, because it's its own pay-per-view, you know, own WrestleMania over there in Saudi Arabia. Like, to begin with, maybe it's just the championships of their choosing, or maybe they don't mean anything once they win them. But if anybody knows,
the new King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring,
if
I'm not mistaken.
The new one?
I think it's like...
Guys, if you know,
version of it.
If you know, drop a comment in the Spotify comments. Leave a rating review, 0 to 5 stars. Leave a comment and let us know if there's any implications upon winning the title, the Crown Jewel Championship matches for the men and women, because we don't know that and we would like to. So, Mia, you want to start with the women or the men?
Let's start with the women.
Okay, so we got the WWE Women's Champion taking on the Women's World Champion. We got Nia Jax, the WWE Women's Champion, taking on Liv Morgan, the Women's World Champion. Who do you think's going to win? What do you think's going to happen? And what do you want to happen?
I think it's pretty obvious who I'm going to go for. I've started a streak with her recently, and I think Liv Morgan's going to keep her title, and she's going to take the Crown Jewel Women's Championship.
So, did they get to carry it around?
I think so.
Yeah, like after today?
Mm-hmm, I think.
That'll be cool.
Until their next Saudi Arabia event, I think they carry it till then.
Okay, that'll be interesting. Okay, well, I am going with Liv Morgan as well because, guys, I'm telling you, we're just going to vote the same all the time, essentially. Unless there's, like, true disagreements where it's like, nope, I don't like that person, you don't like this person, I like that person more than this person. We're not going to disagree very often. I mean, Liv Morgan is Liv Morgan. I'm a Liv Morgan guy. You know, same way I'm a Chelsea Green guy. So, same, you know. So, I'm going Liv. I don't think it's going to be... I don't know how she's going to do it. That's the thing. If I'm thinking with my brain, I'm going Nia Jax. If I'm thinking with my heart, I'm going Liv Morgan. So, I want Liv Morgan to win. I think Nia Jax is going to win, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I was thinking
I don't know how Liv will beat her.
But I have confidence in my girl Liv, and I also have confidence that my girl Tiffy is going to come out tonight.
I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about the fact that the Money in the Bank winner, Tiffany Stratton, is still holding on to that briefcase, and she could possibly cash in on either or. So go ahead and talk about that.
I think when I was thinking that if Nia wins, she's going to come cash in on Nia. But she said she hasn't decided, but she's going to cash in no matter who it is, whoever wins.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I just hope she goes through with it. They don't do her dirty the way they did Theory dirty.
That was disappointing.
I just still hope they get my girl a championship.
Tiffy time is a real thing. Tiffany Stratton winning that championship would be good for business. It would be good for... It'd just be good for business, so just do it, you know? So, I'm going with Liv Morgan. You're going with...
I'm going with Liv Morgan, if not Tiffany Stratton. Triple H, if you can hear me, please, Tiffany Stratton and Carmelo tonight.
Make the move.
Please.
Make the move. But I think Nia Jax is going to win because I don't know how Liv Morgan is going to
Well, she has beat Raquel her. And the Bloodline.
True.
The Judgment Day.
That is true. And Nia has herself and Tiffany Stratton.
And Tiffany's not even on her side here.
And Tiffany's not even 100%. So that'll be interesting. If Liv wins, they manage to beat down Nia. Raquel gives her a couple power bombs, and you know what happens then? Tiffany comes out, wins the championship. Nia Jax versus Tiffany Stratton at the next pay-per-view. I'm down to see it. I want to see it. Tiffany Stratton's ready. If not as ready as Theory, even more ready than Theory. So pull the trigger. Why not? The final match, guys, that we're going to talk about before we got to go. Mia has a wedding to get to. So the first ever Crown Jewel Championship match for the men. The undisputed WWE Champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, taking on the World Heavyweight Champion, the Ring General, Gunther. Mia, who do you think's going to win? Who do you want to win? What do you think is going to happen?
See, I've been thinking about this.
Here's a tough one. Here we go.
I have no idea who's going to win or how it's going to come out. My heart says Cody because, you know, I don't want to go against Cody. But knowing that Felicity might come at me any single time she gets the chance, I think Gunther might win. I can feel it in my bones.
That's gonna be a difficult one. This is gonna be a difficult one for me. As you guys know, I always thought Gunther should have been Cody's arch nemesis. I always say that Gunther should be Cody's number one rival, not just Roman. This is gonna be one of the best rivalries from Cody Rhodes' championship run, and it probably will be remembered as the rivalry from his championship run. So, always hard to choose the matchup, but I'm kind of lucky because they're going to do it more than once. So, you know, if I don't get it this time, I'll get it next time. If I don't get to vote for one person this time, I'll vote for the person next time. It's not a big deal. But as you guys know, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, is my boy. My heart tells me Cody's going to win. My mind tells me Gunther's going to win. Gunther's probably the best professional wrestler on the planet. If I'm going with my head, I'm going to go Gunther. My heart's with you, Cody, but I can't go with you here. I'm going to go with... Wait, you went with Gunther? Okay, never mind, guys. I lied.
I was just going to say right now before I lied. I'm going Cody.
You're going Cody?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Make your claim.
That's the thing. I don't know. I want Cody to... I think I'm going to go Cody because that's what my heart wants. But there's a piece of me that's like, he's not going to keep it. I think Gunther would look better with the new championship.
I think, like I said, man, Gunther is just, he might be, I always thought Randy Orton was the best wrestler on the face of the planet. Most complete, total package, complete package, you know, everything, did everything right. Gunther is absolutely the entire package when it comes to a professional wrestler. It is hard for me to root against Gunther, even though I don't want to necessarily, and I would rather vote for Cody Rhodes, go with Cody Rhodes. Gunther's going to force a streak on me that I can't root against him because he's just that good. And I think that even though Cody Rhodes is the WWE Undisputed Champion, there's a part of me that thinks Gunther or... Let me even go as far as to say knows that Gunther is a better professional wrestler than Cody Rhodes all around.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that takes a lot for me to say because Cody is my guy. I'm gonna go with Gunther.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Gunther.
I'm gonna go with Cody.
Okay, I'm sorry, Cody, but you cried one too many times for my liking, bro. You cried one too many times.
You can't even say that because if something happens to him, you're going to have to make another apology.
That's true. I can't say that. I'm not going to say that. But I respect it. I love Cody for everything that he is. It's all love. We're just trolling. Cody, I love you. if you win today, I will gladly come on and say I was wrong on the next episode. I want Cody to win with all my heart. But my brain just tells me, big or small, whether my brain is big or small, it just tells me, I bet it is small. It just tells me that Gunther is the best professional wrestler on the planet. I've said it since I saw him come to the main roster. I can't back off of it because it just seems like the truth. My eyes just tell me it's the truth. You know, he reminds me of someone as dominant as Batista, but whereas Batista didn't necessarily have the personality or the charisma on the microphone, Gunther can have all of it. You know, when he's a good guy, they're going to give him back the song. And everybody's going to be singing it, and it's going to be great. But until then, obviously, he's doing a remarkable job as a heel. I have nothing bad to say about Gunther, and frankly, he's making me choose against my favorite wrestler, possibly of all time. My favorite gimmick of all time, at least. So, Gunther, don't make me do this in vain. I'm rooting against Cody with all of my brain. Cody, my heart's with you. We'll see what happens. But I'm going Gunther.
And I'm going Cody.
All right, guys. Well, that was the preview episode for the Riyadh, Saudi Arabia show, Crown Jewel, for 2024. Those were our picks. Thank you for bearing with us. Thank you for being patient with us. We often have 100 things going on at one time. Mia is starting to understand what that's about. As she sees me running from podcast to podcast, we have a third podcast that we are starting as well. Actually, a fourth, technically. We have the League podcast, we have the Mia Made It podcast, and we have the 3DFFL podcast. Oh, wait, I said that. The League podcast, Mia Made. Okay, so yeah, the third podcast. Not just The Voice coming soon. That'll come out after the election, most likely middle of November. And we will go from there. But guys, until the next time, I'm Mia Made It. Thank you. We appreciate it. Mia, go ahead and tell them thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. And also shout out to my biggest fan, Felicity. And a very big happy birthday to my bestie, Jordan Tyler, or Wilson. We love you, Jordan.
All right. Thank you, Felicity. Happy birthday, Tyler, Jordan, Wilson. But shout out to you, Jordan. Happy birthday. And guys, we will catch you on the next one. Until next time, that is all for us. And we will talk to you later.
The realest underground entertainment. T-R-U-E. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.